Now, understand what you just watched. Mary Magdalene was a person that when Jesus found her, she was chief among sinners as a woman. Been a lot of speculation about the kind of life that she lived. Understand this. Jesus wasn't concerned about her past, whatever that past was. All he was concerned about was her future. Now, once you know how much God has forgiven you, because everybody here is saved by the grace of God, we're all sinners. We all got our past. We all got our past. Okay? But no matter what it is, Jesus forgives us. And when we feel the freedom of that, we want to give him the best that we got. That's what that video means. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Well, since again I'm normally not here on Memorial Day, but since I am here, I'm going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. Growing old. Now, there are a few young people here, and they may not appreciate what we're going to see, but believe me, growing old is a privilege. Now, it's not easy. Sometimes it costs a lot. When you're old, it costs you money, costs you pain, costs a lot of things. But God allows you to take one more breath every day, whether you're 5 or 95, there's a reason for it. And every chance that we get, no matter what our age, it's a privilege to continue to praise the name of Jesus, especially when you've been at the point of death and God has brought you back. What a witness. And some people who come to church, takes a lot more to get them here. Just to put clothes on to come to church, for some people it's very hard. To try to drive to get here is hard. To try to walk in the building is hard. And to sit and listen to some old big mouth preacher for an hour is hard. Easy. When you're young, you just jump up and go, and you get there and just pray. You don't preach very long, so I can go out and eat and get on about my day. You know, it's just in and out. For some of our older folks, it's not an in and out situation. It takes a long time to get in, and it takes a long time to get you out. Well, let me tell you something. As we look at this scripture, be thankful that you've got the privilege and the ability to be in God's house on Memorial Day. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, we'll talk about the how-to in a minute. Let's go, Brother Larry. Psalms 92, 12 through 15. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. It's amazing to me, anytime I see an older person that's skinny, that amazes me. Most people, when they get a little bit of age, they get a little bit of pounds. And I love to go back and look at some of the wedding pictures. When some of you got married, you already seen my wedding pictures. I was one good-looking man in our day, To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The righteous shall flourish, shall be planted, and flourished in the courts of God. All this means, this doesn't mean you're going to be well every day. Doesn't mean that you're going to be rich every day. Doesn't mean you're going to be in a good mood every day. It doesn't mean it's just going to be a good life. What it means is that through this, God will get me through. And when I do take my last breath, whether I'm 5 or 95, at that point on, I won't have to worry for anything. And if you will praise God, even in our older age, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age and to be fat and flourishing. What this basically means, this is not talking about this way. This means that I'm going to have a testimony. I'm going to flourish. I'm going to have a lot to say because I've lived a long life. And if you've lived long enough, you've got a testimony how God has brought you through it. Give the Lord a hand of applause. I understand no matter whether you're 5 or 95, make sure that every day he's your rock. Everybody said?
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Look what Proverbs says. For by me being God, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. The only reason I'm able to stand here today with all of my issues is because God keeps adding days to the calculator for my life. And even because of me, even because of the doctors, although I'm thankful for my doctors, thankful for my nurses, you know, thankful for the medicine I take, everything else about me. But that's not why I'm standing here today. I'm standing here because God has added days. Now today could be my last day. I don't know. It could be your last day. But from the time that I had been on my back, didn't know whether I was going to live or die, he knew he was going to keep adding days to me. Because as he does that, he knows I'm going to stand for him as best I can, however I can, preach his word to the best of my ability until I take my last breath. Now, if I wasn't doing all that, I'd been gone a long time ago. Let me tell you something. Don't ever get useless to God. As long as you're useful for God, you may be surprised how old and what you may be able to accomplish, no matter whether you're young, or no matter whether you're middle-aged, or whether you're old. See this word increase? There's only one place to get it, and it's at the grace of God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. I tell this story all the time before we end with this. Those of you who've been around here for a while, you guys all know how Dad got in these last 6 months of his life. Every Wednesday night, I would bring him, at that time we had Wednesday night service, I would bring Dad here. It gave Mom a little bit of a break. And so Dad, I don't know a lot of times, he knew where he was at. He would talk to people, I don't know if he knew them. But at the end of our service, when we had season of prayer, Monica most of the time would bring him up and bring him up here to our stage, our altar area. And Dad would pray every time. Now, he didn't know where he was at until he started praying. When he started praying, just like my dad. It really was, wasn't it? I mean, just like he'd been a deacon for 47 years. Prayed for the church, prayed for me, prayed for everybody. When he said amen, got up, his mind was gone again. Now, I say that for this. And of course, I try not to get emotional about that. It just brings back memories when I see that and understand that in my mind. But I believe that even people who are Christian people, and life has thrown them some curves, and maybe they're not exactly all where they used to be, mentally, spiritually, physically, somehow or another, if they're Christian people, they still find a way to praise God in their own way. Mm-hmm. And they don't get any better than that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. One other thing Dad always said to me, and it was, and he meant it too, because like I said, but I say this, he forgot that he was my father, but he never forgot I was his preacher. And he would say, he said, I've never seen a preacher visit so much in all of my ministry. He said, you had anybody else to visit? Lord mercy. And then he said, you visit more than any preacher I ever seen in my morning. I said, well, it's just a calling. What can I do? Alright, look here. Let's finish up with this. I love this. You know this song too. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on this earth. Never, never forget verse 25. Now look at this. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know. This is my flesh. I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Verse 26, 27. Let me tell you what that means. You live long enough, your old body's going to start talking to you. Your skin's going to start sagging. Your gray's going to start, or your hair's going to start turning gray. If you have hair. Nope. Everything's going to start getting bad. With me, it started when I was 43. How old are you, Carl? 44. There you go. Listen, I'm trying for you to feel good about yourself when you leave here in a minute. But we all know that. Here's what this means. After my skin is destroyed, after my health is gone, I'm still going to see Jesus. When I can't walk no more, I'm still going to see Jesus. And in my flesh, I shall see God. From the moment I leave this world with this old, aching, awful-looking body that I've got, from the moment I take that last heartbeat, when I take that first heartbeat, I'm going to have a body out of this world. All right? You know? Because why? Because in my flesh, I'm going to see God, which means I'm going to go from this life to the next, whom I shall see for myself. In other words, illness will not prevent me from going to heaven. I don't care what you've got. I don't care if you got dementia. I don't care what you got. You can have AIDS. You can have whatever. If you've asked for forgiveness, there is no disease that's going to keep you out of the sight of God. All right? Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him. And I don't care if you're blind, your eyes are going to see him again one day, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Now that's just a testimony. We all know Job went through a lot. And in his old age, when we get older, we got more people in heaven than we know the people we have on earth. We get to a point where there's more of our friends in heaven than we've got here on earth. But no matter what, as we get older and our bodies begin to fail, we yearn for heaven. Because nobody likes pain, and nobody likes to hurt. But understand this, no matter what you go through, young or old, God is with you. And as long as you call upon him, no matter what you're dealing with, what you're going through, he will walk you through it every day until he says, your suffering's over, come on. And if you're a child of God, you know, ain't nobody going to stand up and say, well, I'm going to die today. No. But if he takes me today, that's okay with me too. You understand what I'm saying? That's okay with most of you too. All right? Because then I'm going to worry. I'm going to have to deal with anything. Because then I'm going to be not only in his amazing grace, but I'm going to be in his powerful mercy for everlasting and everlasting. My heart yearns within me. All right, how to what?
How
to what?
How to defeat Satan.
Well, could be, but that's not exactly what the title I'm looking for, but a good try. How to grow old in the grace of God. It's a privilege, no matter how we hurt, because as long as we got breath, we have an opportunity to call upon the name of Jesus. We've got a lot of people that we go to the grave sites this time of year. We remember our wonderful military men and women who laid their life down for us. You go and you visit parents' graves, sisters' graves, brothers' graves, maybe children's graves, to have a moment of memory of people who've touched your life. But always remember this. As much as I miss all the people that I know that's in heaven, I wouldn't call them back here for nothing. I wouldn't. They're much better off than us. And everybody said it.
Amen.
Would you stand with me? See every head bowed and every eyes closed as Michael begins to play. Oh, Father, we feel your grace this hour. Father, we are a small group, but Father, we love you very much. We have a lot of people, Father, who are out enjoying the weekend, and they deserve that. People work hard and deserve vacation time. But Father, we're so thankful for our group that's here today. Father, to those who may be watching by internet at some point in time during this next week, I pray for their homes. I pray for their health. And I pray, Father, if they're not in church, that they find a good church. Father, may we understand age is a number, but God's grace is everlasting. May we truly remember the men and women who've given their lives that this country is still free today. As well, Father, as those of us who have loved ones that have gone on to be with you, may we remember them especially this weekend. Father, bless this time. To those who need to come to the altar, we invite them to come. Father, most of all, your presence is in this place. In Jesus' name. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I'm here to pray with you, and you're more than welcome to come to this altar. Will you come in the name of Jesus?